This work is titled Amma's Tongue, Molten at 6,000 Degrees, and it's by artist Hannah Bronte. It was made in 2017 and is a HD video. What drew me to Hannah's work initially was the incredible dynamic approach to her practice. So she's a multidisciplinary artist. She makes experimental video works, overlays sound and music production. She's a beautiful weaver and installation artist as well, looking at body adornment, weaving, fabric, dyeing, and just, you know, it's so dynamic. And there's such a powerful female strength that comes out of her work as well. And much of her work, you know, is about the empowerment of women, the empowerment of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women, women of colour, queer women of colour, mothers, sisters, aunties. And her work also closely links women and also the earth and Mother Earth, and really addresses how we take care of that and what we're doing as a society, but also how we're treating women in society. And that is a real power and strength to her work. I think it's important for people to experience this because, you know, we're at a stage in the world where things are changing dramatically, and we have to address also the way that women continue to be treated in society, and we need to empower our communities. The lived experience of Hannah being a strong Waka Waka and Yagal First Nations woman from Australia is really a big part of her work. I can see her culture very much informing her work, but also the strength of the women that are in her life and around her. But also the visions I think she has and that manifest throughout her works for a better future for women and for a better future for First Nations women and women of colour. So this intuitive and lived experience is really embodied through her works that both hold a strong sense of power, empowerment, but are also very gentle and vulnerable in ways that make them really dynamic and really beautiful to experience. Hannah incorporates music and sound production in a lot of her practice, and in Amma's Tongue, she's described this as actually being a video clip for Mother Earth. And Mother Earth is rapping, and she is calling out the bad behaviour of, you know, people living on Earth, and really saying that you have to wake up, you have to change, you have to treat the mother, the Amma, the Gaia, you have to treat, you know, her better. And Hannah's sound production and music really comes from this other side to her practice. So she has an incredible visual arts practice, but also a really successful music and DJing practice in her own right. So you can really see that influence coming into her work. And I think there's this passion for hip-hop and influence throughout her practice, which allows a space to really interrogate the ways in which women have been spoken about, spoken to, and represented in popular culture for decades. And it challenges, I think, the historically aggressive and male-driven genre that this can be sometimes. The work by Hannah Bronte, I see as really crucial to the conversations that we're having in our world today. The respect and treatment of women, the way that we need to care for our country, the platforming of First Nations knowledges and voices and the matriarchy in healing our country and in healing our society. And these works, like Amma's Tongue, Molten at 6,000 Degrees, are powerful manifestations of this matriarchal strength and power that First Nations women carry. I think that this work is crucial to everyone because it goes beyond the individual. It's about community, and it's about how we come together as community. I think that I'm really excited to see the future through artists like Hannah, because they are not afraid to stand up and to call it out and to make brilliant work that is a testament to the strength of First Nations people in Australia. She's really like no other.